With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the U.S. is in direct contact with a Syrian rebel group that led the overthrow of Bashar Assad's government. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reports on an international meeting today in Jordan.
Most countries here have, in one way or another, become entangled in the civil war at some stage during its 13-year march, and each brings their own interests and concerns. But key to today's discussions was the American demand that whoever runs Syria does so in a non-sectarian way that doesn't pose a threat to surrounding countries.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say about China?
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Officials say a French territory in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from a powerful cyclone. BBC correspondent Will Leonardo has more.
Chido slammed into Mayotte on Saturday, the worst storm to hit the islands for almost a century. Videos have shown whole neighbourhoods of shacks, common housing for Mayotte's 300,000 residents, torn down by extreme winds with people picking through the rubble. 8,000 kilometres away in Paris, France's new Prime Minister, François Bayrou, held an emergency response meeting. His interior minister spoke of an emerging tragedy on Mayotte. He said it would take days to establish how many people had been killed. Thankfully, the airport is still said to be able to receive military planes, but communication is patchy and people have been struggling to contact relatives.
BBC correspondent Will Leonardo. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guey, who is a Christian, wrote "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. Meanwhile, Manchester United has abandoned plans for its players to wear rainbow uniforms. This is SRN News. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that President-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll.
A jury in 2023 found Trump liable for defaming Carroll by claiming that she had made up a sexual encounter. In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. The former president huddled with allies at the Army-Navy football game. He took in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. This afternoon, he joined many of his office and his cabinet. Navy beat Army, by the way, 31-13 in the 125th matchup between the two service academies. This is SRN News.